George and Craig? That's right. Yeah, okay. Have you got someone to drive the truck on down to the valley?
Am I going in another direction?
Yeah, you're going to Houston.
Lee?
Lee can drive? The testimony of that car of hers is not, doesn't say she can. But love believeth all things. Y'all can go with them. You can drive and spell her out. Okay. Brother Ed, you get your team. Go on into Houston. Search out that group. When you get them through those three gates and get them down to McAllen, down to church. We'll start there Sunday morning. Everyone else leave out in the morning on the way to Far. Okay? We'll get started there. Now, Brother Daniel, you deliver this evangelistic message and this tape to the other churches, Dallas especially, and get the evangelists moving in there. Now, Brother Daniel's been moving around y'all, among y'all, and he's been seeing all these things. He's been real quiet. But I fear for you one of these days when the judgment power of God begin to move through him, and it's fixing to happen. When he walks among you with fire in his eye, you're going to think, well, Brother Pruitt chasing me with the whips, but now he's brought scorpions to get me. I'm telling you, see, you know what the Lord does? He just works with an overseer to perfect his love first. And then, boy, when that love is perfected, that abhorrence for evil begins to, wow! Whoa! I don't want to be around when he starts it myself. I want to be out of the country. Because I'm bad enough. I don't want to have to take any lessons from anybody else. He's liable to teach me something, and I don't want that. You think I'm kidding? You ain't let authority start moving. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I want to see these churches filled with people. Ain't no reason in the world why you shouldn't do it. No reason in the world why you shouldn't. Shouldn't, is it? Now, let me give you some more instruction. From now on, when you whack one of them through the three gates, every one of you remember this. Get you some claws. Now, don't run to me. I'm not going to give you mine. I've been keeping them up for you till now, but now you'll have to get your own. Oh, Lord Jesus. Put them through the three gates. Oh, see you right there before me, Lord Jesus. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Head and hair white as wool, white as snow. Eyes with fire. Body shining with resurrection fire and glory. Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. And in your bowel, in the bowel of my Father, in a pit of fire in which I placed all my old nature, all my sin, all working of Satan. And hath been utterly destroyed by the fire. Wipe them with the blood. Oh, wipe them with the blood. Oh, and then give them the rag. Oh, just lay it on them when you get through with them. To keep for them to begin to learn how to use. Okay? Oh, now you can't have those. Those are mine. Have to get your own. Ooh. Now we got a great big banquet out at the house. Beef stew. If anyone wants to come out, we'll be moving out there in the spirit. Quick as we eat, though, we need to get around. Let's get off. Yes, Lord. Need to begin, get on the road to California and get on the road to Houston. We'll go from there. Others need to make haste to obey. All right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the glory of God. Moving through his Son. And the rebuke of his power is something to behold. It makes us all new. By rebuking the old and smiting with the mantle and keeping us in order. Said for everybody to go to resting in faith. Y'all struggled around, gotten several places in the Lord, great places in the Lord, but it all becomes of no effect unless you learn to rest in faith. And this morning you shall learn to rest in faith. Yesterday morning you learn how to stay drunk in the spirit. And this morning we shall learn to rest in faith. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the rest in faith comes the same way as Jesus Christ, by the spirit of prophecy, moving through people, begins to write in your mind and your heart, oh, that word that lets you rest in faith. And that's what he's ready to do right now. Are you ready? He's going to water it down with music to where you can just, it'll just seep right inside of you and become a part of your new creature. Whoa, you ready? Hath been made ready. We're going to fix you with the greatest grace faith man that God ever produced. Paul. Whoa. He was a great. He walked 2,000 years. He walked in the faith that you and I are living in and established it for us. Here's what he said, Christ speaking in. I am persuaded that he is able to keep anything I've committed unto him and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. About his ability, oh, or why should I doubt that he shall keep whatever by faith I've committed unto him? Oh, anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Persuade you in your mind. Come and rest in this thing of grace. We're struggling. Oh, I have committed him my life in obedience of faith. So in Satan's unbelief, that he will not keep it and preserve it forever. One with him forever. Let that rest of faith come in there. Forever and ever. Amen. That finishes it. Oh, are you persuaded that he's able to keep anything you've committed to him by faith and turn the power of the Spirit on into his life and preserve it? How many of you are persuaded of this? Then we want to come and rest in it, don't we? We want to quit letting Satan try to make us keep ourselves, don't we? Cause it unrest. Let's go. I am persuaded that he is able to keep unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To whom be honor, power, and glory forever. In times past, I put my trust in men and believed that they would keep their part of the deal. How much more should I trust in the living God to keep the covenants he made for me. Persuaded in a hurry, aren't you? Although they come in late, get back there and smite George and Teresa. We're just about going to leave them at home. They keep dragging around here, coming in late. Smite them good. Ooh. Think I'm kidding? No, sir, I'm not kidding. One bit. Confidence to men and voted for them to govern me. How much more should I place my confidence in God's own Son to govern me and keep me in his committed unto him and to preserve it blameless under his everlasting kingdom, to whom be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. as it lies in me are not better than anything I'm on. That is able to keep anything I've committed unto him, and to preserve it blameless unto his everlasting kingdom. To him be honor, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it sink into you now. Stop that striving. Just put you at rest. Come to him. Commit to him in faith. Rest him. About his ability, and why should I doubt but that he will keep whatever by faith I've committed to him. What we've committed to him, we get struggling, unrest, disobedience. Now we go in works instead of grace. In times past, I've committed my body to men to heal and protect it from any disease. How much more should I rest in the faith of health in my everlasting Lord, suffered all my diseases. made it my pleasure to live in the world of pleasure, enjoyments and thrills. Should I now commit my enjoyment to whom at whose right hand are pleasures forevermore? For the Lord thy God, and pour out upon you the abundant life, and keep it flowing forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Let that grace, the word of God, smite that unrest. Make you quit sloughing around, struggling, striving. You get worn out and then just slough around trying to recuperate. Get rest. Created all the heavens and the earth, and he holds them faithful forever and ever. So why should he not be able? To know the powerful Father, and they think of him as a weak and pretty God, but they know not the power of the everlasting Creator God. By works, keep it. But that's all I have, Satan. You can rest in the faith of God to swallow up and keep whatever you give him. Committed unto him, and with his life to preserve it blameless to his everlasting kingdom, and hold it tightly, protect it with his might. The flowers of the field with more riches than Solomon and all his beauty. How much more should I trust in him to clothe and keep me in all? That our Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, I'm not here representing the God of religion. But I want you to know right now, I'm here representing the one that clothed the lilies of the field and kept them. And he separated himself from the false religions in a hurry by just a few statements like that. And he made another. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Our Lord Jesus said, showing me the way to abundant life on earth and in heaven, and the way of faith that keeps me daily. False gods of religion, lies of Satan, have made God's people try to keep themselves and to preserve themselves blameless in their own good works. But now the great God has swallowed you up. He became a preserving life for you. You didn't know that? He swallowed you up, preserved. Oh, I'm resting. Let's go over this again. I want you to hear. I am persuaded that he is able to keep anything I've committed to him. And with his life preserve it and keep it flowing in this life on earth and forever and ever. That he's able to keep anything I've committed to him and preserve it and keep it flowing in this life and daily increase. And I live in him. You're hearing the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Moved and kept moving it through Apostle Paul. Boy, he separated his life and all those that followed him from that false god of works in a hurry. In times past, I've trusted in natural things for the strength of my body and should I now rest in him whose strength is everlasting, and he made me one with him. Oh, I am persuaded that he's able to keep anything I've committed unto him, and to keep it flowing with his life and power, the grace of my Father forever. Amen. Are you too stunned to do anything about it? You just got erased out of your life that old false god of works if you submitted to this thing. You just come at rest. Oh, brought you yesterday morning to rest in his wine and drunk in the spirit. Now he bring you right at rest this morning in his word and his ability to keep you as a great creator God through Jesus Christ. Keep you flowing and moving and preserve your blameless on this everlasting kingdom. So just stop trying to work and keep yourself and just rest. Hath been made to rest my mind in you. Rest my voice. Hath been made to rest my life in your hand. Oh, many things I may not understand. I don't have a lot of knowledge, but this one thing I know: if he watches a little sparrow, that's all you need to know. Numbers I had on my head, then how much more in his glory and power shall he bring all my life to the fullness of his life, and let me rest forever in him. You don't need a great lot of knowledge, that's what Jesus told him. You're living in an age here to where there's a great bunch of folks running around preaching a bunch of doctrine and religious theologies and Phariseeism, Sadduceeism, Herodotism, and Nicolaism, and all of that. All you need to know is to just be able to look in faith and see the little sparrow. And don't lean to your own understanding. He said that's what the prophet said. He said start out this walk of faith, trusting in your own heart and leaning not to your own understanding, and let him build in you living doctrines and move into the Holy Ghost and living words in you. Well, this is why what he's saying, wasn't it not the very thing that we had to walk on you with fire about? To get you from leaning to your own understanding, slay your understanding with that power and judgment fire of God. To get you out of that trap of Satan, would it not? Oh, many things I may not understand, but this I know, if he watches the sparrow, do you believe that? Numbers I had on my head, and how much more in his glory and power shall he bring all my life to his fullness. Oh, oh, trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to alone understanding. But by the way that he's given you, by the word of your mouth, make the sacrifice of having faith. And watch him lay hold on you and move in his power and life and preserve you blameless, everlasting and everlasting. Struggling and striving, trying to get myself moving in the scriptures, and he's teaching me in the scriptures. But I got to a point in my life where I was striving with him for knowledge. I know you've never done anything like that. But Satan had put on me an inferior inferiority complex about how much men knew. He told me a lie, you know. He told me they knew a lot of things about the Bible. Found out later that he had lied. They didn't know anything about the Bible. All they knew was about Satan and theologies. But anyway, he told me how great and how polished and how educated they were. I was doing all right in the scriptures, studying it, until he told me that lie. And then I began to, instead of seeking God in the scriptures, I began to dig after knowledge. And he said, arise and walk out in the passion and sit thy down under that tree and look for a while, and I'll show you just how anything around you can teach you of me. And I rose in obedience, sit under the tree, and the Spirit of God came upon me and moved through me, and I looked and I saw a green tree and a dead tree, natural things, and the fowls are there. All went into the green tree. He said, my word is life, it's my book of life, and no deadness shall I have in thee. And from that same tree, to confirm his word, my second son, Billy, fell and was crushed all to pieces. And the great power of the Creator God restored him whole, made him new. And the prayer, raid all over, and all the broken shattered cracks were knitted together. Amazing. They was not supposed to have been, ever been broken, you see. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep anything I've committed unto him. And to preserve it blameless to his everlasting kingdom. So now I, by faith, my Father, rest in you. Has been preserved blameless. A lesson of grace in simplicity that will keep your mind and life open to the great mysteries of God. And I'll stop the accusation of Satan that he wants you ignorant. That's the reason you can't learn all these mysteries of God. But you'll never learn them seeking after knowledge. And you'll only learn them seeking after him. Then the great mystery of all the heaven revealed in the Bible become you. For you're not seeking the Bible or any of its knowledge, but you're seeking after the great one that's revealed behind the word. I've been moving you this way for quite a long time, through song and instruction. I've got your mind on him, and through your prophecy of the scripture, you finally come to know there's a living God behind them. Not wise as men, I'll move through them with all my life, and their knowledge of all things will make the world grow dim. Foolish workings through my people, and make them stand in awe and wonder, where did that person learn those letters? Oh, preacher, through my son Jesus Christ. Though he was a small boy of only 12 years, he only asked questions to the wise men of that day, and they fell in utter amazement because they couldn't answer them. He said, that proves you're the kingdom of Satan. Cause you know not to answer to my father and me. If you'd have known my father, then you'd know me. And in judgment he brought them down with simple questions. And destroyed the wicked, made way for his first church. All the parables that he spoke, men didn't understand it. Because they knew not who spoke them. It was the word of our Father speaking to our Lord Jesus Christ that laid out the patterns, parables of judgment and life. God, some of you get deluded into thinking you're trying to help hold on to him. He swallows you up. He clamps you just like he clamped the universe, the sun, the moon, and the stars, held them in place. He clamps you that same way. And you have benefit of it if you just rest. By your little confession of faith in that you have clamped my mind is yours, my voice is yours. And you just continue just making those little breathing to faith. First thing you know, out of your mind and out of your voice go, whoo! strange things in their life, their mouth, and I'll fill it. Out it flows. Be not the good.